Sorry, gotta do it again, sorry. Start today the tour away Northwest London, Monday, 16th of Teves, 20th December, Rav Yeshayah Schlesinger, Parshas Shemus. This week's tour away has been sponsored by Family Blachman, Lilo Nishmas, Rav Moshe Dovid Ben Rav Avrom Chanoch Waldman, Zichron Levrocha, and also by Family Lofer, Lichvud Simchas and Nisun of Spencer Lofer and Adina Shire. Chasna takes place today. Mitz Hashem Yehirotz and Shivnu Bayis Nemon Be Yisrael L'Shem V'Lishilo.
Amen. This week, Parsha Shemois begins the journey of Klal Yisrael to Golas and then out of Golas. These are the weeks of Shoivavim, Shemois V'Eir L'Boi V'Shalach, Yisrael V'Shportim, the first few weeks are the weeks of Golas, and then are the weeks of going out of Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satorah. As we all know, this year is Sheva Gittat. We include Tumat Tetzaveh as well. It seems that in a leap year, we need a special Kapora, as we say in the Tefillah, Kapora Sposha. So we don't stop with Kabbalah Satorah. We continue to the Binyan HaMishkan, which is Tumat Tetzaveh. Unfortunately, it's not history going down to Golas and being in Golas. We live it. And the Rambam said that the Golas Mitzrayim reflects our Golas, the final Golas before Moshiach comes. So maybe we should go through Parsha Shemois and see what Klal Yisrael made and what helped them to get through Golas and remain as Klal Yisrael. We see in this week's parasha later on, "Vayiru Malach Hashem Eilu Belabas Eish Betoich Hasneh." There was a bush burning, and the Shekhinah came to Moshe Rabbeinu through this bush, which was burning. "Vayar," and Moshe looks upon the bush which burns. "Vine Hasneh Boyer Beish VaHasneh Einenu Ukol." As much as it burns, and the flames come out of the bush, but the bush remains a bush. It does not become burned down. "V'asneh einenu ukol." "V'yoyma Moshe," says Moshe Rabbeinu, "asurono ve'ere es amara agodol hazeh." I've got to look into it. What's happening? Usually when something burns, it gets burned. And he will see the sneh burning and burning, flames and flames and flames. And the sneh, the bush, remains what it is. "Madua lo yivar hasneh." Why is a bush not getting burned from the fire? "Vayar Hashem kisol lirois," and Hashem saw that Moshe Rabbeinu took interest in what his eyes saw. "Vayikru eino v'lekim mitoich hasneh." And the Eibishter spoke to him from within the flames of the snare. This was the answer on the question of Moshe Rabbeinu, "Madua lo yivar hasneh?" And it refers to Klal Yisrael. For many, many years we are in Golas. And the Golas is a kind of flames which burns. "Madua lo yivar hasneh?" Klal Yisrael remain Klal Yisrael within the framework of Golas. within the frame of hardship and challenges and nisyonos, and we remain. The teretz is because by yikro elam elikim mitoich hasne. So Rashi imoy unoichi betzor. Wherever Klal Yisrael finds itself, the Eibishter is there with us, as we know. But Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim. Hashem came to him b'marois halaylo, and he told him, "Al tiro merdei mit merdei Mitzrayim. Don't worry. You're going to Mitzrayim. You're going to Golas. Don't worry. Onoichi eret imcho. I will follow you. Ve'elcho gamaloi, and I'll come out together with you." So the Meshachokim, what does that mean? B'marois halaylo. The Eibishter came to Yaakov Avinu in a kind of light, balaylo, in the night, which was a message to Yaakov Avinu. It might be laylo, it might be goles, it might seem goles, but that's still marois. The visions in goles, which is unique and special only in time of goles. Marois halaylo, you're going down to Mitzrayim, and as we also are in goles, but from time to time, Hashem gives us such an uplift. Only 80 years ago, we went through a terrible, terrible part of Golas. But now, 70, 80 years onwards, there are many, many Marois. There are many light. Klal Yisrael rebuilt itself in an amazing way. In a way that we cannot understand and not grasp. It's above our capacity. I always say the story. I had a little story about I was a young man. I'm still a young man, but I was even younger. And I went to Strasbourg. My in-laws, Zechonin Broch, used to live in Strasbourg, France. And on the train, in the French side, a Polish kid came to me. The young man can see this. Yeah, brother. Can I ask you a question? It was then 30, 35 years after the war. I knew what the question was going to be. I mean, Apollos Yidnebach, Tzoros Suas. I knew what the question was going to be. So the Eibishter helped me. I told him, "Listen, can I ask you a question first? And then you ask your question." So I said, "Okay, no problem." I told him, "Can you explain to me? You know what Klal Yisrael was after the war. Let's take even London. What a few orphans, a few yesoimim remained without parents, without families, without panos gornisht. Came, I know a lady, she's not alive anymore, Mrs. Strauss, she came also with a children transport of Dr. Schaefeld. And they had the opportunity to meet the Queen. And she told the Queen, 'That's my first opportunity, I can thank you for letting me in as a young girl, as a Yisoyma, and enabling me to build a family.'" But she wasn't the only one. So I told this gentleman, 35 years later, look the prosperity of Klal Yisrael. Moistas HaToyro, thousands upon thousands of families, Yidden came together in Eretz Yisrael, rebuilding Klal Yisrael. How? How does it do it? Please, I've got a question, I tell him. Explain to me, I've got a question. What happened the last 30 years? The Klal Yisrael came out from the flames of the snare and rebuilt itself in such a wonderful way. And he started crying and said, "You're asking a good question. It seems the Klal Yisrael is different. I will not ask my question." And I'll make sure my wife will listen to this answer, to this question. There are many questions. There's one answer. Wherever we find ourselves, the Rebbein Shem is with us. The flames of the bushes might be great and large and strong, but the Rebbein Shem is there with us to save us, to get us through all these challenges, which are hard to understand and grasp, both parts. The Golas and the Marois Halaylo. So the Kliyoko, Vonoyche Ered Imcho, seems the Eibishter first, and then Klal Yisrael. On the other part, Vonoyche Elcho, I will take you out from Mitzrayim, then Gam Oloi, I will also go out. So the Kliyoko, when Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim, it was the Eibishter first, and then Klal Yisrael. When we left Mitzrayim, it was us first, and then the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because Hashem does not let Klal Yisrael enroll us for 1 minute without the Shechina HaKdoisho, without the Maros HaLailo, without Vayar Hashem Kisor Lirois, Vayikrei Velekim Mitoich Hasne. The Ribbono Shel Olam with us. There are times we see it more, but at times we don't see it. The Vilna Gaon sagt in the Pasha, at the end of the Pasha of the Akedo, steht that Yankov Avinu, nicht Avram Avinu, bei Yikro Avram Shem Amokum Hashem Yir'eh, Eibische looks upon us. Asher Yomer Hayoyim Behar Hashem Yeru'eh, Yeru'eh, he will be seen. There are times when we see Hashem, that's Behar Hashem, that's in Haram Meriah, in Beis Hamikdash, in time of Geulah. There are times when we do not see Hashem, but Hashem Yir'eh. The Eibishter looks upon us all the time. And the Hashgacha Prati is, in Golas, might even be greater than the Hashgacha Prati is in time of Geulah. So that's the first Yesod base we have to know in Golas. We are in Golas, but still connected to Hashem, still under the wings of Hashem, still under the Hashgacha of Hashem. As we say in the beginning of the parsha, Ve'ele shmois b'nei Yisroel haboyim mitzroimo. So I saw once in the Sefer, a Magid asked the question, Ve'ele shmois b'nei Yisroel, the names of Klal Yisroel are in Golas, are in Mitzrayim? Klal Yisroel were in Mitzrayim. Ve'ele shmois Ve'ele b'nei Yisroel haboyim mitzroimo. Klal Yisroel came to Mitzrayim. Ve'ele shmois. Zogt er azoi. He says it with a marshal. That someone was in prison for whatever reason it was. And he came very acquainted with the guard. He told the guard, listen, all you have to do is tick my name every day that I'm here. Let me go home and I'll pay you money and just tick my name every day. Klal Yisrael is not in Golas. Klal Yisrael is in the hands of Hashem. Ve'ele shmois b'nei Yisrael. We are registered in Golas. Our names appear to be in Golas. It's not easy, I know. But we have to know that the part of Klal Yisrael which are connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam in every possible way, even in Golas. And it's got to be this way. If not, how do we exist? Such a long Golas. And the challenges of the outside world is, I'm not speaking about Gashmis, even Ruchnias, terrible, terrible challenges. We all know the young generation, they haven't got it easy. We didn't have it easy in other ways, but they haven't got it easy in their ways. It's always hard. The Yitzhahore is never going to sleep. He is continuously working. I don't know what he wants. The Ribbono Shel Olam leave off a few years. He doesn't. And still we exist. As Rabbi Yankel Erdner Zog, that's the greatest nest we have ever seen. The Kiyum of cloudy soil in Golas. And why is it? Because Hashem is with us. The Ribbono Shel Olam Ered Imcho Mitzroimo V'Onoicha Elcho Gam Oloi. I follow you, and Emir Hashem, he will take us out of Golas. But in the meantime, V'Hasne Einenu Ukol. The bush, cloudy soil, will always remain strong. And another point we see. Ve'ele shmoyde b'nei Yisrael haboyim Mitzrayim, Eis Yaakov, together with Yaakov, Ish uveisoi bo, Klal Yisrael and their families followed Yaakov Aminu to Mitzrayim. This is a very important point. We are in Golas, but we have to keep contact as Yaakov with our Tatas, with our Zaydas, with our Elter Zaydas, with our Rebbes, with previous generations. And through the previous generation we get connected till Matan Torah, till Har Sinai. Cholile v'chas, if we change course and cut off the connection of previous generations, it's dangerous, it's gefährlich. Es Yaakov Ishu v'Yisubo, we come together with our parents. Hillel HaZoken, who was the Onov, the humble tzaddik, he said, by Simcha Beis HaShaivo, Im ani kan, if I am here, Hakel kan, everyone is here. So the Mephoshim asked, how could it be Onov, Hillel, the great Onov, Shesim ani kan, Hakel kan? Rashi Zokta refers to the Shechina. So once there, someone, a Maggid, said, Azoi, Im ani kan, Dr. Hillel, if you see me here, it's not me. Hakel, it's my parents, my Zaydas, my Rebbes, my Chaverim, my past. If I nikan, you see me, it's not me. Hakol kan, I bring everyone with me. On the contrary, someone's about Gaiva. If I nikan, I nikan. What I do, we don't do. We just continue. We say in the Shira, Ze keili ve'anvehu. This is our Lord, and I'll make the mitzvahs beautiful. Elekei Ovi, the Lord of my father, Rabbi Memenhu. Zong Chazal, Ze Keli Vanvehu. Boaz was Shifro Alayom, even a Shifro, who is a Shifro Knanis, not even a proper Jewish girl. Boaz was Shifro Alayom, even a Shifro, could see by Kriyas Yamsuf more than the Cheskel Bambuzi, more than the Neviim saw later on. Ask the Goel, how do we know it refers about the Shifro? Maybe the Kele Vanveh refers to Yisroel, to a Yid. Was a Shifro alayom? Even a Shifro so? Does it mention the Posuk, mentions the Shifro? So the Goel, a Yid does not start by saying Ze Keili Ve'anvehu. A Yid starts and a Kei Ovi. It's my father, it's not me. If he said Ze Keili starts with himself, his own Gewaldige Hasoge, that's not a Yid, that's a Shifro. We continue what they received from our Zaydas and Elter Zaydas, and we continue to go in their footsteps. Steht der Shir HaShirim. Im lo yisid lo chayof ha-manoshim. Im lo yisid lo chayof ha-manoshim. No. Steht das, ja. If you don't know what way to go, there's one way. Tz'iloch be'ikve atzui. Go in the footsteps. You always see the sheep. One follows the other. And then always follow the footsteps of the sheep in front. Now many times in Golas we don't know what to do. The only way is to continue the way we had up to now. That's the koyach of Es Yaakov Ish Uveisoi Bo. Parshas Ot, Parshas Vayechi, Parshas Ustumo. Anyone of you is a Kohen, we had an Aliyah Parshas Vayechi, you had a hard job to find Parshas Vayechi. But Vayechi is just the middle of a Parsha. Few psukim later, it begins a new parsha for Shteidot, then Vayigash Achar HaDvarim. But Vayechi is very hard to find. It's connected to Vayigash. So maybe that's the remez of Rashi Zokt. Vayechi is not a new parsha. Although Vayechi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim, it's not a new period. He looked at it as a continuation of Parshas Vayigash when Yaakov was still in Eretz Yisrael. My father, my tata was very gesund and stark. He left at the soul about 60 years ago. I got a sister with polio and he had a suggestion of being a Rosh Hashiva in Belgium. So he went and took it, Rav Koppelman, but then in Kapellen, Belgium, and he went to America to make Shari Yosha. He looked for Rosh Hashiva. My father went. So he went to the Briskerov and said, go. So it's very hard. How can I leave Yerushalayim? It's a soul, family. It's very hard. Talk to Ingolas. We don't change places. We visit places. As long as it takes, doesn't matter. As long as we know it's a visit. And ever since, my father, all his former sein gesund ist, he writes his name, Mira Kodesh Yerushalayim. He never forgot Yerushalayim. That's the Koyach of Klaldi soil. We continue, Parshe Zu Stumo. We keep connected. We keep our contact. We don't try to make new times, new periods. There are parts, unfortunately, which they call Cholil V'chas, I'm just saying the name to understand the point, reform. We do not reform. We just continue. As Yaakov Ish Uveisoy Bo. We are in Golas, but it's as Yaakov. Imanikan Hakulkan. We try to continue our beautiful Mesoiris, which is the most powerful way to go through Golas, Avada Mila Hashroas Ashkhina. There's something also very interesting behind the Farshas by Yigash. When the brothers of Yosef HaTzadik came to Mitzrayim, Yosef HaTzadik knew that he's preparing for a long Golas. At the end of the Parsha, he told Klal Yisrael, Hashem will remember you. He knew he's going for Golas. And he was the most powerful person in Mitzrayim. And he had every contact possible with power. The Melech of Mitzrayim. And now he brings his family. He knows we are going to start the Golas. And is bringing his brothers. Parish will welcome them. He's not choosing the most powerful brothers. So Drashi. He's choosing the weak ones. Because the most powerful brother, oh, Parish will use him. So what he'll use him? That's the best thing. Best guarantee for Klal Yisrael, to have a few powerful people within the palace of the king, within the government. Gewaldig. No. Chaloshim. He took the schwache people. Then, Poshim in the Torah. Pare will ask him, what do you do? Make sure you say something which will hurt him. Say, Anshe Mikno, we all read the sheep. And the Mitzrim, they didn't like people who looked upon sheep as sheep because it was their avodah zarah. So what kind of visit was it by Paro? You bring the weak ones, not the strong ones. Cholil v'chas, in case they're going to use them as a minister or anything. He tells them to say things which he will not like. It seems we have no choice. Naturally, we have a choice. We are a wonderful nation, and we have a choice to become part of the Goyishe Welt. Follow their footsteps, get involved in their things, and have chain in their eyes. But it's dangerous. And Yosef chose to make it in a way that Paris say in the next pasuk. Paris opt, Vayoyim Paris Yosef, Leimoy. I can see he came to you. Well, didn't Yosef know that his brother came to him? Paro gave him a message. They did not come to me. They came to you. That's the Koyach in Golas. And the sent them Eretz Goshen, a separate place. Keep to yourself. Keep to your four Amas. Keep to your Besmedrash. To your Koylel. Keep to yourself. That's also something we got to remember in Golas. We are in Golas. And about it, we have to be mispalel b'shloimut shel malchus, but not become part of them. We are in Golas, and we accept whatever they want us to do. All the regulations we'll see in a few weeks. We try to do whatever they want, but not become part of them. Wie Chazal Dom, Klal Yisrael, even with the challenges and the sinners in Mitzrayim, the Shira, the Shoinam, Shmu Yisrael, the Malbushon, they didn't change. They remained Klal Yisrael. This is one of the koiches, how we can go through Golas. Remember that Hashem is with us. Remember that we continue our tradition and our Messiahs without changing anything. And remember to keep to ourselves. And the Amura Divotik Sam Sefer is just unbelievable. In Parshas Vayechi, it's not the original translation, it's a new Ksav Yad. He said, Yaakov Avinu tells in the beginning of Vayechi to Yosef HaTzadik. And he tells him, Va'ato, Shnei Bonecho Anoilodim Lecho Be'eretz Mitzrayim Ad Boi Elecho Mitzrayim O. These two children, which he had before I came to Mitzrayim, which is Ephraim and Menashe, Lihi, they are my children. Ephraim and Menashe, Kiruvim V'Shimon Yihiyu Li. Those children he had before I came, these are my children. U'moyladetuch ha'sheladet achareihem, the children you're going to have from now onwards, new children, L'cho Yihiyu. These are your children. Better for Sibu. It's against common sense. When Yaakov was not in Mitzrayim, when Yaakov was in Eretz Canaan, and Yosef was in Mitzrayim, these are my children. Why? Completely disconnected. And now when I am in Mitzrayim, if you're going to have new children, they're going to be yours. Why? As long as Yaakov Avinu was not in Mitzrayim, the only three Yidden in Mitzrayim were Yosef, Ephraim, and Menashe. No shul, no cheder, no yeshiva, no koilel, no community, nothing. So what could Yosef tell his children? I'll take it to shul, says no shul. I'll send it to cheder, says no cheder. I'll take it to yeshiva, says no yeshiva. There was only one thing, Yosef HaTzadik, my father, my father, my father. My tata gemacht so, my father made it this way, my father made it this way. Pesach was with my tata, Sukkot was my tata, Tfil was my tata, everything was my tata. Lee, these are my children. Now, you got a wonderful cheder in Eretz Goshen. You got a wonderful shul. Shifte kot, tzadikim. It's gewaldig. Not my children. The greatest koyach is to try to persuade the children, believe me, it's a hard job today, to persuade the children that we have a Messiah. The Sattenrov used to say, Azoi, the young children, the young generation, are cleverer than us, sure. Greater than us, avade. Their knowledge, avade and avade. Baruch Hashem, they don't respect age. If they would respect age, they would say they're older than us as well. The koyach, if they would respect age, they would say they're older as well. The koyach of mesoiris, of bittel, we can't explain the children what type of bittel we have to our parents, our zaydis. They won't understand it. Maybe one day they'll understand it. Oh, but that's the koyach of going through Golus. The Rebbein Shlom is with us. The mesoiris is with us. And let's keep to ourselves strong. Do whatever we have to do towards the Malchus, but let us keep strong with the Mesoiris. And then we see in the end of the Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu said, they have to go out of Golas. Of a Henry Yaminus, you will not believe me. Freddy, why does he have to believe? We'll open the doors, the gates of Mitzrayim, and go out. What's the problem? We need a Muna. Lahagid baboike chazdecho. When it's boiker, when it's geuler, we see the chesed. When it is lailo, when it is goles, emune. The Rebbein Shlom is with us. He's mashgiach. Who boire umani lechol abruim, the same animami we say in the Zman of the Beis Hamikdash. It's the same animami now. Who boire umani lechol abruim, for the vada osov oise v'yas lechol amasim. No doubt. Hashem has Rachmonas on us and will continue his Rachmonas to be Zeche Bekoroiv, to be as good as Zedek, and be the Besapiro, be the Hero, be the Amen. Amen.